Hello. Well, I thought I'd do an audio book, because I haven't done one for a while. And something really cool that I did on my iPhone the other week, well, actually it was not this Monday gone, but the one before, was that I set up the Touch ID. I didn't bother doing this when I first got the iPhone. I thought, oh, I'll mess about with that later. I'll just get it set up and then, because obviously when I set up this phone and asked us about setting up Touch ID, and I thought I'll just come back to it later. It was easy to find, so I just found it in settings. And yeah, it's very cool. You can't actually set it up without a passcode. I'm guessing the reason for that is because in case the Touch ID fails for some reason, then it would then ask you to type in the 4-digit passcode that it asks you to set up, or else if you actually there's no way of setting it up without one. I'm guessing it's because say if your Touch ID failed for some reason and they hadn't made you set up a passcode, then you wouldn't be able to get into your phone, because if you set up the Touch ID, you have to use it for unlocking, for when you unlock your phone. And but the which works really well. But the really good thing is that you can use it for signing into the App Store to buy apps, or buy or get free apps as well, since obviously for them you still need your password and that. The other day I got an app which I'll tell you about in a minute, and obviously it asked for me, when instead of asking for me password, my Apple ID password, it said Touch ID. And what how the Touch ID works is you set up a certain finger to use it, or your thumb, whatever you want. I've set up the first thing finger on my right hand, and you touch it on the home screen, and that's how it signs you in. So it would say Touch ID, you touch the button with it, and it signs you in. Setting it up is very easy as well. What it does is it keeps saying lift your finger, and no, it says raise your finger, and then it says place your finger. So whichever one you want to do, it takes a few minutes to set up. You keep doing the instructions that it tells you to raise and place your finger, and it vibrates when it tells you to do that. It'll then after quite a few goes, maybe after a minute or so, it'll then say something about making sure you change the position of your finger. And so you have to make sure you place, even if though it's the same finger, twist the phone a bit, round a bit, place it on your phone, the home button, at different angles. I'm guessing so that it doesn't matter if you place your finger slightly differently at different times, it'll still recognise the print. And then eventually it'll tell you recognition is 100% complete, and then fingerprint ID is done. And it is absolutely brilliant. Good idea. And it's just even quicker than having it, especially for it'll for so now for when I unlock my phone, it'll say it says passcode for that. And I'm guessing you have a choice of whether you want to type in the passcode up, but I just do the Touch ID. You can and then obviously when I go sign into the App Store to buy apps, it'll say it'll actually ask for the Touch ID instead of the password. But anyway, the app that I bought the other day, well, I didn't buy it was a free app, is an app that I was texted about by Three the other week, and it's called Three in Touch. And what it actually does is it makes it so that if because sometimes there's, even though I like being on Three, sometimes the signal can be a bit weird indoors in some places. So what it actually does is you have to actually have the app loaded for it to work. It doesn't just, I thought it might just run in the background, but I think you actually have to have it in your app switcher. If you know you've got a bad signal, you can load it. And what it does is it'll detect a Wi-Fi network. And if you want to add it, you say yes. Once you've added it, that's it though. And what it does is it acts as like a phone. So when you when if you have bad signal, it uses your Wi-Fi network to use the signal. So like and if you have any incoming phone calls or text messages, it It uses that app instead of your normal phone app, and it actually worked for us the other day because I had it in the bedroom, and I loaded it into the app switcher, and someone rang us, and I sometimes get no service in the bedroom, and it actually loaded it actually used a 3inTouch app, and you can even send outgoing text messages and do outgoing calls with it as well. So say if you are, it's really cool. So if you are somewhere that had no signal but you had Wi-Fi access, you could still use your phone. Obviously, it'll use your it just works like the normal network. So say if you made any calls or did any texts, it would use it out of your credit or allowance or your bill if you're on a contract, or your minutes if you had 3 minutes, or you know what I mean. So it would act like the ordinary network, but it's cool. It's a good app. Another thing I've tried again since the updated to iOS 8.1 is Flexi, which can be used as obviously, which I'd used before, which can now be used as a keyboard, by itself, if you know what I mean. It can be used, you can use that instead of using the ordinary keyboard. But it's gone a bit rubbish now, really. It doesn't seem to, you can use it reasonably enough, but not as good as before. And it with VoiceOver anyway, what it does is it's weird. You can type in it on it and that, but say if you want to enter words manually, you used to be able to slide your finger across and read the letters with VoiceOver and sort of treat it as if you are doing the standard touch typing method on the ordinary keyboard. And that was how you'd actually manually enter something. Say if you wanted to manually enter something and add it to the dictionary. But now if you're thinking your finger around, VoiceOver doesn't seem to read it. And I did turn the voice feedback on and everything. It reads each word or each letter if you type it. Once you put it in, depending on what you have the settings on, I changed it to words for Flexi because it predicts quite well. So it did that sort of well, but I still don't. It's a shame it's gotten weird, and I still don't like it like I used to enough to use it as my main keyboard. And once I had it as my main keyboard, I couldn't change back to the ordinary one. And the only way I found of doing it was by going into my settings and deleting the actual keyboard, and then it used the ordinary standard English UK thingy that's built in. But what I do still have on my phone, I'm glad I still kept it, even though the App Store doesn't have it anymore, is Flexi VO. I don't know if you can actually still post directly to Facebook and Twitter and that, but I don't think you can because it's not really, they've sort of closed that now. But you can still copy and clear with it. So I've just been using that, even though it means I'm having to copy and paste stuff. But it works all right. It appears not to work now if you copy and clear it. Like, it makes a sound. When you copy and clear something, it'll just simply say copy and clear again, as if it hasn't worked. But as long as you then go back to resume typing, as if you're going to type some more, and then you just quit the app, it still keeps it in the clipboard, and then you can just copy and paste it into wherever you want it, which is good. I did actually try the braille input that was built in, which was a bit strange, but I couldn't get my fingers placed correctly. I just thought I'd give it a try. I have added to my rotor anyway. That's how we have to add the braille in. But yeah, as for Flexi, I'm just going to, unless they make Flexi, the ordinary Flexi, as good as it used to be, I'm just going to keep using Flexi VO. It's a shame because I was looking forward to that they were going to make Flexi as a built-in keyboard, and now they have, it just doesn't seem to work so well. Anyway, before I go, another thing, hopefully I've got enough time, that I've done is, I'll see how much time I've got. FaceTime. Double tap to open. Oh.